What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We had a little bit of fun with the Cracker Barrel story. You know, they changed their logo. People went bananas, accused them of being woke. And even the president chimed in, and then they reversed course, and they brought the old logo back with the old guy on the logo instead of the generic yellow and brown just crest that says Cracker Barrel. Actually, one of the co-founders is in his 90s. Was quoted in the New York Post saying they're trying to modernize to be like the competition. Cracker Barrel doesn't have competition. I heard she, the CEO, was at Taco Bell. What's Taco Bell know about Cracker Barrel and country food? It's just funny. But I want to talk about this a little bit more with the folks at Minson Hoke and Brian Pike, who is the executive creative director with Minson Hoke, joining us now on Brian and Company. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Brian. How are you?
I'm good. I guess before I get to specific questions, like from a marketing perspective, and all the stuff that you do with in your career and all the stuff that you've seen, just give me your overall take on the whole thing.
You know, it's really interesting from our perspective, because I think, you know, you definitely run into a lot of skepticism out there around the effectiveness of marketing and branding efforts. You know, does it work? Does it move the needle? But here we have that effect happening in real time, right? We see this new brand look and feel launches, the stock drops. They walk it back, the stock rises. So ultimately, you know, this just shows how important the face of a brand really is and, you know, how difficult it can be to get it right, right? You know, if you don't do the right research and really get into the minds of your customers, you end up in a place like this.
I'm just curious. I mean, the politicization or the polarization of our culture, like, how did it all of a sudden just taking the old guy and making a generic logo make it sort of woke?
Yeah, you know, it's a good question. You know, I think it's like woke or not woke. Ultimately, they felt like something was broken. You know, I think we've seen, you know, from a lot of brands nowadays, it's like there's this move towards subtlety, right? You know, it's like, you know, Google made subtle changes. Walmart made subtle changes in the past year, you know, ultimately kind of shaving off those rough edges. And, you know, whether it's, you know, we get into this political place of like, you know, you're taking away, you know, from the heritage and all that stuff. I mean, brands update all the time. I think it's with Cracker Barrel, you just saw such a drastic change, right? I think, right. You know, looking at the Walmart rebrand, they were so subtle, you know, it's like, the joke online was like, what did they actually change? It's like the typeface got a little heavier, things like that. So, you know, they just got a completely different vibe. Whereas this, it's like they stripped it back so much, right? They removed, you know, Uncle Herschel, you know, they removed the actual Cracker Barrel. And just to go from that place, you know, to this such a simple place was just such a big swing that I think it just, you know, put people up in arms. And again, you know, people are having, you know, freaking out about it. And it's like, did you talk to those people? Did you really get into the minds of your customer base, or was this right. driven by other things?
Well, that's what I want to ask you, because this is something in your position you can speak to directly. Talk about the genesis of these things. So a CEO comes in and says, we want to rebrand. They hire a bunch of creatives to come up with proposals. They pick one. They have to focus group it, right? Like, take me through how these things actually come to be.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's like research is just so important in our business. And, you know, working at an ad agency and speaking from a creative perspective, most of the decisions we make are informed by an understanding of not just the needs of the client, you know, the brand, but really the wants of and needs of the client's customers. And I think, like, as you said, focus groups, getting into that, it's like ahead of even, you know, starting to design anything, you're going to want to get in and talk to, you know, the customer's audience, immerse yourself in those people to really understand their needs. Like, what do they want more of? What less of? You know, how can we meet their needs and the client's needs to ensure they connect in a meaningful way? And did they do that? You know, I think there was a lot of talk about, you know, they mentioned slumping sales. They mentioned this perception that, you know, from customers that they were falling short on quality, value, and convenience. But you didn't really hear anything about, you know, concerns that the brand felt outdated or, you know, any comments on the aesthetic, at least in the, you know, articles and research I've seen. But, you know, I think that goes to what was driving it. Did you do your homework? And it doesn't feel that way, right?
Yeah. I mean, it's just, you never know. What amazes me is you never know how little things can be perceived. And then in social media, if somebody says something and they run with it, how narratives can get away from people and companies so quickly.
Totally. No, I think it's, you know, it's crazy. Like, I mean, you know, we're more connected than we've ever been. We keep getting more and more connected, and there's this just real time reaction to things that never used to happen. And so I think you have to be very informed of what you're doing. And, you know, is everyone going to be happy with the decision you make along the way? No, of course not. Some people, you know, naturally don't love change. You know, it's like we get comfortable in things and we want things to stay the way they are. But I think, like, that's why degrees of change are so important. It's like, you know, I brought up the Walmart thing. It's like, you know, making subtle shifts. If you want to move in that direction, there are other things you can do without completely, like, rehauling everything. I actually saw a post on Instagram last night where this, you know, completely independent designer, you know, again, speaking to everything that's going on, she took the Cracker Barrel logo and she made some subtle updates and didn't remove anything, just kind of changed a few things, simplified it a bit. And it felt very modern and, you know, fresh. And yet, it still held on to, you know, everything that people are afraid of losing.
Yeah, we're talking with Brian Pike, who's the executive creative director at Mintz & Hoch, and we appreciate the time. Ultimately, I'm, you know, curious, and I looked at the stock chart, and you see the backlash. But, you know, listen, I host a morning show, and I've never been to Cracker Barrel. And then it made me go look at the menu. There's one, like, 15 minutes from my house, and my producer and I are like, we should go. I'm curious if you think, in the end, with the reversal, all of the free media, is it ultimately a net positive?
It very well could be, right? You know, I think it's like, you know, they reversed course on it, knowing that they reversed course, like how much did they really believe in it? You know, it was done by an internal team. Not that that doesn't take time and resources, you know, it's different than like outsourcing it to someone.
Like Mintz & Hoch.
Right. but, you know, so it's like, you know, good press, you know, bad press is good press. All press is good press. You know, essentially, it's like, are people going to be like, well, I'm going to go in now because, you know, they stuck to where they came from before? Or like you said, like, I haven't been to a Cracker Barrel. I got to go see what this is all about. And, you know, is it going to be one of the newly updated, you know, restaurants that has the new aesthetic that feels more, you know, Magnolia, modern kitchen? Or is it going to be, you know, the old experience, which has that country store vibe?
Yeah. Yeah. Any big news out of you guys? I mean, hopefully I can talk to you again around the Super Bowl. Anything going on with the company that you want people to know about?
No, nothing, you know, crazy. Like, I think it's just, you know, we're digging in a lot of places. You know, I talked a little bit about our approach, you know, as far as, you know, getting to know our clients, customers, and, you know, kind of really bringing that to life. So, but yeah, I'd love to chat again.
Yeah, it's great. I really appreciate the time and, you know, an expert's view, because you've seen this stuff come from, you know, from birth to launch.
Yeah.
thanks a lot, Brian. I appreciate it.
All right. Thank you very much. Have a good day.
You too.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.